你了，哦哈雷亚卡拉。基拉基拉，哦马维拉，雷伊卡罗泽拉尼，库阿伊比纳尼拉，哦哈雷亚卡拉。阿巴嘿哦哦阿乌拉，雷卡伊里玛，图阿伊比纳尼拉，哦卡。
Aloha, we made it to another Saturday together, and thank you so much for joining us for Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Rain or shine, or both, depending on where you are, every Saturday morning, 8 to 10, great Hawaiian music and conversation around the kitchen table about Hawaiian issues. I'm Noe Tanigawa here with Vicky Holt Takamine and Kaho'one Panoke. What you two been up to this week?
A lot. Aloha kako, aloha kakahiaka. We were both, Vicky and I were both involved with a rally this past week that was called by the Kupu Aina Coalition, which is part of the University William Richardson Law School students, which we're very proud of them for taking on the issue and organizing this rally. And what was disappointing is that the Governor Lingle issued a statement that she will not pull and withdraw the appeal. That's before the United States Supreme Court now, which deals with the transfer and selling of ceded lands.
The danger about that is Governor Lingle is only going to be governor for the next 2 years. While she's been very supportive of Hawaiian rights, we don't know who's going to come in after her. And so if this authority and the right to sell or transfer ceded lands is handed out, you know, the top of Mauna Kea could be handed over to the University Institute for Astronomy to manage, and we'll have lots more observatories on the top of there, or submerged lands, or military use of our northwestern Hawaiian islands, and expanded use will be transferred right out of what rightfully belongs to the Hawaiian nation.
And I think, you know, part of this rally, the issues that were involved with this rally, certainly leads into our discussion today on Nakai Evalu,
really,
because I think our guest today will be able to kind of set the path and the direction. Is this being heard in the right court? I mean, are these lands up for any kinds of discussion? I think these are the questions that will come about, and I know that our guests will be able to answer that.
So right. If you're interested in these issues, want to find out more from last week, hey, check out our new website, nakaievaluradio.com, and there are links to all kinds of further information if you like. We're taking an amazing journey today back to the Kingdom of Hawaii and relating that to the legal status of Hawaii today. You thought Hawaii was a state? Think again. Our guest today says no, and he's going to present the legal background for his argument. Interesting stuff over coffee and tea here at the kitchen table. We just want to thank you for joining us. It's another Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. To set the mood, here's Kaukahi, Life in These Islands, on the Visionary Radio Network.
By day, at work or play, in these islands. dancing her favorite hula. Brother strumming tunes on his own guitar. Papa with a cakey, laughing the night away. Walking ancient trails in misty uplands, riding the sun on a rolling swell in these islands. Gathering flowers to string a lay, being with Ohana on a special day, sharing our aloha with everyone in these islands.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Papa no e huli hoi.
Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt-Takamine, and Kahoone Panoke will introduce our special guest today.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. We are so proud this morning to have on our show a wonderful Native Hawaiian scholar by the name of David Keanusai, who for a number of years has been very active in the indigenous world arena relating to rights and Native Hawaiian issues, and recently earned his doctorate degree from the Political Science Department at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And we are so very proud of him and his accomplishment in the academic arena. So now
we have to introduce him as Dr. David Keanusai. Aloha.
Doesn't that sound great? And you know, Dr. Sai comes from a very, very well-known families on both sides. He comes from the Reeves and the Sai Ohana. And for any of you who grew up, when I grew up, you know, in Hawaii, you certainly knew the name of Reeves and Sai and their efforts to save and protect the Hawaii Kai area and all of that area, the Kuli'o'o area, and that's where his ohana comes from. And he was raised in Kuli'o'o, and he has become not only a attained a doctorate degree in political science, but he is also known throughout the world as a specialist in Hawaiian constitutionalism and international relations. So aloha, Dr. Sai, and welcome to Nakai Evalu.
Oh, mahalo. Aloha kakahiaka.
Here we are. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my background or my specialty in research is not necessarily indigenous rights, but state rights, international law, constitutional law. In political science, we call that public law. And international law is the basis of international relations, which is also another subdiscipline of political science. But my interests, I'm Native Hawaiian, so I see things through that lens. I was raised as a Native Hawaiian. I attended Kamehameha schools. So I don't say I am Native Hawaiian. It's just a given. So when I see things, that's just the way it is.
Your concept is that the Kingdom of Hawaii never ended, that it exists today. Was that the subject of your thesis then for this doctorate?
Yeah. The title of the dissertation was The American Occupation of the Hawaiian Kingdom, Beginning the Transition from Occupied to Restored State.
So how to make the motion once you accept the premise, right?
Right.
There we go. Some challenging ideas coming to you today. Nā Kai e Valu is what you're listening to, Hawaii's first FM radio news magazine. Music and ideas particularly related to Native Hawaiians. Thanks so much for joining us on the Visionary Radio Network.
See your face again in that
channels. You're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
She'd really need me. All those silly games were really hurting too. Oh, you light chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. I wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in
Aloha. Rain or shine, it's a beautiful Hawaiian Saturday morning, and thanks for starting it with us here at Nākai e Valu. Now, coming up, what is the legal basis for the concept that the Hawaiian kingdom has never gone away? And under this analysis, how does Hawaiian sovereignty work? Now, are we getting into some kind of challenging ideas? If you want to find out more or check out past programs, there's a lot of music and a lot of great ideas, go to our website, nakaievaluradio.com. It's all brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep. Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Focus! Check out the waves! The baga is big! I just go take them. I'll go bring them back.
Surfing on the side, we gon' be Fijian Mike kicking up the drive. We got a Sean and John kicking up my vibe.
That's my cousins too. Because I need money for my boy. What you mean how good I is? I'm Hawaiian. I'm the basis. Better than boy. Better than P. Hula-ia surf. Only with B.
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and Vicky Holt Takamine. We're talking with Dr. Keanu Sai.
We want to lay out the foundation for your dissertation. So what is the basis for that? The Hawaiian kingdom is still in place.
Well, it's grounded in recognized the theories of political science and international law. In political science and in the field of law, we have to distinguish between sovereignty, which is independence, and government, which is forms of government vary in different countries.
Managing, right? Managing the resources.
Exactly.
Government.
So government really, in international law and political science, is the agent that exercises sovereignty. It's not sovereignty itself. What that means is if you acquire sovereignty, like, let's say, Iraq, Iraq, in 1932, acquired the recognition of its independence under the League of Nations. And it had an Iraqi government that exercised that sovereignty. Well, in 2003, the U.S. military went in and overthrew that government. But by overthrowing the government, they did not overthrow Iraq as a sovereign state. Iraq still exists as a sovereign state. It just didn't have a government at that time to exercise that sovereignty. What you call that is occupation, military occupation. And then the process is the transition to restore that government back to what it was, and then the occupation ultimately comes to an end. So what we have in Hawaii was an overthrow. What we had in Hawaii was an overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom government that was determined to be illegal by investigation of the U.S. president. But by overthrowing the government, that did not equate to the overthrow of the country and its sovereignty. And that's pretty much the basis of my dissertation, and then tracking that premise and seeing at any point did that sovereignty get transferred to the United States, whereby Hawaii becomes a part of the United States. And there's no evidence of that, none at all.
We definitely have evidence that Hawaiians in actuality protested that occupation and protested the United States coming in with the Kuʻe petitions. That it was just revealed. In fact, you know, we knew it existed, but it was hidden from us in Congress for many, many years until Noinoe went and researched it and brought it out and published it. So that Kuʻe petition, if you do your mo'okuauhau, your genealogy, and you look for your family names and those that existed in that time of the overthrow in 1893, you probably find your family names that are listed there.
See, and what I do in my dissertation is I take the Kuʻe petition and I contextualize it and explain it within political theory, and it gets into the source and the purpose of the petition itself, which I think we can get into.
Coming up.
Why
not? Dr. Keanu Sai here on Nakaya Valu talking about the concept that the Kingdom of Hawaii was never dissolved. In fact, exists today. And what would that mean if we accept that concept? Interesting. Stay with us for more on Nakaya Valu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Saturday morning to Nakaya Valu.
beginning I found a way to see the beauty in passing days. Flowers that impale my love, moments that some loving under a waterfall. In this land I found a way to feel the beauty of passing days. Rainbow's jewels of a misty crown, craters covered with a silken gown. Stars that always shone so bright, scattered throughout the lovely night. Where true love befell my soul, true love that came upon a grassy knoll.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us. We're here every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, and with our special guest, Dr. Keanu Sai.
So, Dr. Sai, under your premise then, Hawaii is not a part of the United States. So, can you explain to our listening audience where you get that from, what your basis for that is?
Sure. There are three crucial events that have taken place in the past that will explain why this premise is what it is. The first event is the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom government. When the government was overthrown, it was investigated by the U.S. President, President Cleveland. And that was through a special commissioner named James Blunt, otherwise known as the Blunt Reports. James Blunt, through the investigation, reported back to the president his findings. And it was found and concluded that the overthrow of the government was dependent upon the U.S. Marines and the diplomatic officer, Minister Stevens. Now, once that conclusion was made, President Cleveland directed Ambassador Albert Willis, the U.S. ambassador assigned to Hawaii, to begin negotiation with the Queen for settlement. And they began to meet in November. And the point that was brought before the Queen was the president knew he had to restore the government back to what it was before 1893, the landing of the U.S. troops. But he asked if the Queen could grant amnesty or pardon to those individuals, because if that government was restored without a pardon given, these individuals would be prosecuted for treason. And the punishment for treason is death. That's according to the Hawaiian Criminal Code. Well, they negotiated for four times. Finally, on December 18, 1893, the Queen agreed to grant amnesty on condition that the president restore the government. What you have there is a binding treaty under international law where the United States president must restore the government. Now, what you have from that point on is merely the non-compliance by the United States of that agreement. Now, then we move into 1897. June 16, 1897, these individuals who have been determined to be criminals are going to go ahead and change their name to the Republic of Hawaii. And as the Republic of Hawaii, they're going to enter into a treaty transferring Hawaii's sovereignty to the United States. And that is the issue, the second issue that's going to be coming up.
You say there are two more legs this argument stands on, and we still have to ask, does this legal argument hold water? And what would it mean today if the Kingdom of Hawaii still legally exists? We'll deal with that coming up. Thanks for spending Saturday morning with us here around the kitchen table. It's Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday with us. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And our guest today is Dr. Keanu Sai, who's presenting evidence of U.S. acknowledgement that Hawaii's monarchy was illegally overthrown. Now, his position, therefore, is that the kingdom still exists and the United States is in Hawaii illegally. Think about it. More fascinating evidence and thoughts on what this would mean for Hawaii today, coming on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line, too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance. About Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next!
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said Hemic, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog. So hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info. It's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new 2-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
It's time to start counting the University of Hawaii Warrior Football Super Sacks. For every recorded quarterback sack by the UH defense, McDonald's of Hawaii will donate $500 to UH Athletics all season long.
You can help cheer on the Warriors by getting a special edition Super Sack t-shirt. Available exclusively at the Booty Groove store or online at BUTIGroove.com.
Join McDonald's as we cheer on the UH Warrior football team. Go Warriors!
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Funny how the times can change as fast as we can run. Sad to say we had to part when the fun has just begun.
Nakai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Vicky Holt-Takamine here in Noe Tanigawa, and Kaho'one Panoke. Our special guest today is Dr. Keanu Sai.
So, Dr. Sai, based on your evidence that you've presented thus far, then why is it, that the United States then is really illegally occupying the Kingdom of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about that.
Well, after the Queen entered into that agreement with the President, that was a binding contract. What you're going to have next is the non-compliance to that. Now, the only way that you can transfer sovereignty in international law is by a treaty of cession or a treaty of conquest. One is voluntary, the other is by force. Well, these individuals in 1897 who overthrew the Hawaiian Kingdom government illegally, these individuals changed their name from the Provisional Government to the Republic of Hawaii, and they signed a treaty with President McKinley on June 16, 1897. Now, President McKinley then had the intent of submitting that treaty for approval to the U.S. Senate when they convened in December of 1897. Word gets back to Hawaii, that the president is about to submit it to the Senate, that's what initiates the signature petition by the Hawaiian Patriotic League, or otherwise known as the Hui Aloha Aina, the Ku'e petition. And 21,000 signatures were gathered specifically protesting this ratification attempt. James Kaulia, the president of the Hawaiian Patriotic League, traveled to Washington, D.C. and submitted that on the record. And because of that record of protests, as well as the Queen's protests that she filed in June of 1897 with the U.S. State Department, the Senate was unable to ratify that treaty. So the treaty was dead by March of 1898. Dead. What that means is Hawaii's sovereignty was still intact, but an attempt to acquire it failed. Now, then we move into the Spanish-American War. Spanish-American War breaks out the very next month. America needs to fight the Spanish, not just in Puerto Rico and Cuba, but also in Guam and the Philippines. After Admiral Dewey defeats the Spanish fleet in Manila Bay on May 1st, 1898, that is when Congress now views Hawaii as a military necessity. They need to occupy Hawaii in order to reinforce the troops in the Spanish-American War fighting in Guam and the Philippines. That is when Francis Newlands from Nevada, he submits a House resolution to the House Committee on Foreign Affairs to annex Hawaii by an internal law of the United States. And that resolution was then submitted to the House for vote. Then it moved to the Senate for vote, and it's called the Joint Resolution, which is an agreement between the House and the Senate, and signed by President McKinley in July of 1898 to annex Hawaii. The problem we have here is that the Joint Resolution is not a treaty. The Joint Resolution is an internal law of the United States. America could no more annex Hawaii back then in 1898 by passing a law than it can annex Iraq today by passing a law. That's why from that point on, All we have are American laws passed by the U.S. Congress being imposed in Hawaii. But people have been led to believe that Hawaii was actually annexed by treaty when it wasn't. The Ku'e petition killed it. So all you have is internal laws of the United States being illegally imposed in another sovereign country called the Hawaiian Kingdom, all in violation of the Queen and the President's agreement back in 1893.
Excuse me. You said the transfer of sovereignty in international law can only be done by
a treaty.
And that was never done.
They attempted to do it. It failed.
If the Hawaiian Kingdom still exists, what would that mean for us today? We'll take that up. That's coming on Nakai Evalu here on the Visionary Radio Network.
like that.
Oh, no. My hello.
Oh. Human hope.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever say how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than the word. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. I'm heading over like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up.
Tuna Kai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Emuani ke Allah kae.
Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pau'ole akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. Lots of great Hawaiian music and trying on some new ideas with Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, and our special guest, Dr. Keanu Sai.
So, Keanu, where are we now then?
Well, it's taking the time to understand our history and not necessarily to judge it, but through these terms, these legal terms, all of a sudden our history comes to life. Now the Kū'e petition had meaning. Now we knew what it was intended for. But because of their success in killing the treaty, American laws, though, were consistently being enacted and imposed in Hawaii since 1898 with the creation of the territorial government. That's the Organic Act of 1900, the Hawaiian Homes Act of 1921, the Statehood Act of 1959. All these laws are all congressional laws that are being illegally imposed in a country that is still sovereign. Now, how to get away from that is to convince people or get people to believe that Hawaii was annexed. And I think the terms that we use today, like ceded lands, well, the term ceded actually derives from the word cession. Cession is a treaty of cession where one party transfers lands to the other, like the Louisiana Purchase. That's an example of ceded lands. Well, we had an attempt to cede by treaty in 1897, but that was killed. A joint resolution did not cede anything, but rather a joint resolution is a statement made by one party saying, I got you. That's not cession. So the terms we have to be careful of how we use, like ceded. There was nothing ceded. There's no evidence of that.
Say we accept the premise that, in fact, the Hawaiian kingdom exists here today in Hawaii. What does that mean for us?
Well, that naturally consequently pulls us into what is called the law of occupation, and that's regulated by the Hague and Geneva Conventions. And in particular, Field Manual 27-10, which is a U.S. Army field manual, these three resources are used as guiding principles of the law of occupation in Iraq and Afghanistan. America also used the Hague Convention in relation to its occupation of Japan post-World War II under MacArthur. Those issues come into play here. So these are really very different rules that we are used to. These rules themselves we need to understand and the effect that it has on us. What we need to move toward is how do we transition? But before we can transition, we need to understand, we need to know that this is an occupation, and then how do we move out of the occupation?
So in other words, Dr. Sai, what is taking place before us right now today with this issue of ceded lands?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the issue here are two points that address that. One, does the state have title to lands? They don't, because there's no treaty. Second, does the Supreme Court have the authority to even hear this case? Well, there was no annexation, so there's no authority for the court to be imposing its decisions in another country. So when you get to the history of Hawaii in a legal analysis, it presents different ways of addressing practical issues that we have today. It's a matter of reapplying ideas to situations that we have.
The idea that the Kingdom of Hawaii never stopped existing and, in fact, exists today. Thank you so much, Dr. Keanu Sai, our special guest today on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ai naka inoa, o hua lalai ea, e kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika ea. Ai naka inoa, o hua lalai ea, e kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika ea.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much. We really hope you're enjoying this Saturday morning with us. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And our guest, Dr. Keanu Sai, has been presenting the legal analysis for the idea that the Kingdom of Hawaii exists today, that it was never dissolved. Do you have any last thoughts?
I think what I want to say in closing is that this information, it's an exciting time for education. It's an exciting time to look at things in the past that now have clear meaning. We no doubt will find out that it has direct consequences, but it's an exciting time to do the research. And at the University of Hawaii, there are other doctoral candidates that are taking pieces of this puzzle and really delving into some very, very good critical and analytical rigor type of research. And it's an exciting time. But no doubt, it's going to get more exciting as we start to see the consequences unfolding. But we need to take responsibility for our actions, as well as taking responsibility for our education. And I think this is a very, very exciting time for Hawaii and the world abroad.
Sometimes a clear view of history can really shake up the present. What can you say to people who might be afraid of some of these findings?
Well, I used to be an officer in the Army, and there was a metaphor that we would use, and we use it, which is very Hawaiian, is that the practical value of history is that it's a film of the past run through the projector of today onto the screen of tomorrow. The film never changes, but the projector must always be updated to process more film in order to see things in the future. In the Hawaiian thought, future is kawa mahope, the time of the past. Mo'olelo is that film. That film is processed through the mind, which gives you ike, or foresight, and you start to see the future. That all comes from understanding the mo'olelo itself.
Fascinating ideas. And if you're interested, why not check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Thanks so much for being with us today. And coming up, a woman of purpose and poetry, Mahialani Perez-Wendt. On Nakai Evalu, it's the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You need to bring something out.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the...
Oh, hey, Allah.
Aloha, you're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. Rain or shine, this is how we do it. Every Saturday morning, Nā Kai e Walu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt-Takamine here, me, Noe Tanigawa, and Kaho'one Panoke will introduce our special guest.
Aloha kako. We're very honored today to have the lovely Mahealani Wendt, who is the executive director of the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, being there for, what, over 30 years now, and is also a very noted poet in the Native Hawaiian community. She's published her first collection of poems, and today she's here as our featured artist. And on the personal side, not only have I known Mahealani for a number of years, but her brother, Warren Perry, has and I are classmates at Kamehameha Schools. And
I want to jump in and say that you... Mahealani is my classmate.
Oh, okay.
We forgot that.
Yes, sorry. So,
yes, we are classmates. We graduated together from Kamehameha School. So, good morning.
Hi, aloha, mahalo. Mahalo for that wonderful introduction. Actually, I've always loved literature, always loved poetry. I've been writing probably my entire life. And my first poem I wrote for my mother on Mother's Day when I was elementary school or something. And that experience really illustrated for me how important teaching and teachers are, because I was encouraged and praised, you know, by my teacher. And she took this little poem I had written and she put it up and, you know, she made a big deal out of it. And it kind of made me kind of take notice. This is a note to all you teachers out there. I think it's a very honorable profession.
Do you remember that poem?
Well, I don't remember it entirely, but it started, my mother is so kind and sweet. She works for me with weary feet.
That's so great.
That is great.
First grade, not
I know, that was great.
At first grade at what school?
Kalaheo Elementary in Kauai.
Kauai. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's really hard to express how the creative vision, or, you know, comes up inside you. Sometimes you would think that a situation is so compelling and dramatic that it would suggest some sort of creative outcome, but it doesn't necessarily. And then on the other hand, something very mundane will just sort of come and suggest something. So
stir up that creative inspiration.
Yeah. As many of my friends say, usually it is already written by the time you commit it, to a written form. It's already kind of stirring inside. Same thing, I think, the vision of a painting or a sculpture, you know, the thing is already manifest before you actually do the physical thing.
We'd love to hear a poem from you, Mahealani, so let's do that. When we come back, you're listening to Nā Kai e Walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Blue eyes and blonde, it don't thrill me, 'cause I'm in love with the local boys. Don't try to convince me, because the local boys are local, oy. It doesn't matter what island, in the mountains or near the sea, if I want someone special, local boys are the one for me. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Local boys will keep you warm throughout the coldest nights, wherever you go in the islands. You see them all in Haiti on the street, but my eyes never wander, because the local boys can't be beat. Oh, oh, local boys.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Noe Tanigawa Kaho'une Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and her special guest today, Mahealani Wendt, Executive Director from the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation and a celebrated Native Hawaiian poet. Now, this is the point in the Saturday morning where we like to leave you with an idea to take into your week. This morning, two ideas.
And we're going to start off with the Olelo No'eau for the day. These are collections of proverbs that have been handed down from our kupuna from one generation to the next. And this is a very short one. E pupu kahi, be united in thought. And this ties right really well into, I think, Mahealani's poem, Uluhai Malama.
Yes, Uluhai Malama was the name of the Queen's Garden. And the kauna or poetic meaning of the word is that as plants grow up out of the dark into the light, so shall light come to the Hawaiian nation. This is Uluhai Malama. We have gathered with manacled hands. We have gathered with shackled feet. We have gathered in the dust of forget, seeking the vein which will not collapse. We have bolted the gunner's fence, given sacrament on blood-stained walls. We have linked souls end to end against the razor's slice. We have kissed brothers in frigid cells, pressing our mouths against their ice-hard pain. We have feasted well on the stones of this land. We have gathered in dark places and put down roots. We have covered the earth, bold flowers for her crown. We have climbed the high wire of treason. We will not fall.
Mahealani Wendt, thank you so much. We'll be back and tell you where you might get a copy of her new book, Uluhai Malama, poetry linking past and present for your pleasure on a Saturday. Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
All I want is time to spend my days at the place where I was raised. All I need, sunshine to warm up my life, feel the tropical breeze. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this place I wanna be, in the middle of the sea. Take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this paradise land, where we can play in the sand. What I am is a local boy, even though I'm far away, I'm Hawaiian every day. What I miss is my family. Been away too long, but you're always in my heart. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this place I wanna be, in the middle of the sea. Take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this paradise land, where we can play in the sand. Sometimes I daydream about my home.
Sometimes I daydream about my home,
where flower fragrances fill the air. I can hear the wind calling me home, and one day soon I will return to you. Sunshine to warm up my life and feel the tropical breeze. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this place I wanna be, in the middle of the sea. Take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this paradise land, where we can play in the sand.
Take me back, Hawaiian Islands.
This is where I wanna be. Take me back,
Hawaiian Islands.
This is where I wanna be. Take me back.
You've been starting your Saturday morning the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Vicky Holt Tagamine here. Kaho'une Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa.
Thank you so much to Mahialani Perez-Wen for bringing her poem and her poetry. And you can find that book at Namea Hawaii.
And our special guest today has been Dr. Keanu Sai.
Dr. Sai, we want to thank you very much for joining us. And I'm sure that the information that you've provided is just really just a little bit of more to come in your continued work in this area. And what I really want to impress upon our audience is if there's any of you out there who have any ambitions of seeking higher degrees, please do so. And you know, use Dr. Sai as an example, because even though he got married, entered the army, and provided military time, he still made the time to reach that level of doctorate degree. And we thank you for your work over the years, and we look forward to your continuing support and discussion with the Native Hawaiian community on where we go from here.
Thank you very much, because I think it raises more questions for a lot of us than answers, and it just means that we have to go out and find those answers for ourselves as well. And thank you for bringing the information. So we're also looking forward to all of you out there finishing your degree You know, some of us only have one more class to do and get our BA. So I want you to get on that hot wire and finish your degree. Get out there.
Well, I want to thank you for inviting me, and it's been a pleasure. Mahalo.
We'll keep tracking these ideas. We want to thank you all for hanging with us today around the kitchen table. It's about time for us to wash our coffee cups and jump into the day. Nakai Evalu is sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. It's brought to you with much aloha on today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
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 Nā kai e walu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's haupia pie. Made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, tonight with Advantage, the fleas don't bite him, the lion feels all right.
Advantage provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
free.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business. It's our responsibility. Island Movers. Island Movers, your total transportation services company.